T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, Joe, we're going to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline right now. Talk to one of our buddies, Rajah Bell, about what's going on in the NBA right now. Miami Heat, Celtics last night. Western Conference playoffs again tonight. Rajah, Heat last night. You're going to have one of those games, but, man, the beginning of that game was about as ugly as possible for the Heat.
Yeah, that was tough if you were a Heat fan. You just never know when one of those games is going to kind of pop up on you. My fear for the Heat, or one of the concerns I had for the Heat going into the playoffs, I've said it before, was just sometimes not having the guy, right? And Jimmy's been fantastic in that space. He seems to turn it on in the playoffs. And while he's doing that, you know, the Heat are going to be fine. They'll be toe-to-toe with anybody, give or take, you know, close game. You win some, you lose some. But you see, he couldn't, for whatever reason, last night be that guy, that offensive. When everything else is going wrong, we're going to give you the ball and we're going to need you to get 35 to keep us afloat. I think some of it has to do with the injuries fighting. I'm sure there's a little fatigue there from carrying the load, minus Tyler Hero. But the point is, when they don't have that, they could get into a situation like they were in last night pretty quickly against team like Celtics or Golden State. I think they'll be fine coming home. But injuries are going to loom large in this series. I mean, if guys are – the scouting report or the injury report can tell you who's playing or not. They don't really tell you at what percentage the guys that are playing are. So if Jimmy's at like 75 and Tyler Hero's at 80, you know, that might not be enough ultimately if those guys are really banged up.
Rajah, I always wondered, in these kind of series, the Heat knew going up there to Boston last night that they still got two of the next three at home. Is that ever in the back of your mind, like you have an insurance policy for these home games after being a number one seed?
Yeah, for sure. Like you know, the mindset going into those games is, or it should be, you know, this is house money. If we can get it, like, let's play loose, let's play free, let's go get it, right? Especially once you even that series, or when you flip home court back to your favor, you know, after getting a win, like you're trying to double down. Let's just play free. We know we can come home, and that is our insurance policy. But you know, NBA playoffs are different in this regard. I don't know any other playoffs that kind of have the ebbs and flows, the highs and the lows, but the perceived kind of like back pocket insurance policy of the home court quickly turns to like tightening pressure if you get on that home court in a best two out of three and you're not clicking early. And then pressure starts to mount, and it has kind of the reverse effect. So, you know, it could be a slippery slope. It could go either way, but you certainly have that human element of, hey, we got two out of three at home, we should be fine.
Roger, I know it's hard to find a positive on the Heat side from last night, but Victor Oladipo, what he's kind of been able to do since he's given the time, 30 minutes last night, 23 points, just kind of showing that he's getting back. He's not back to Victor Oladipo from a couple years back, but he's just kind of showing he's still got a little bit left in that tank. It's fun to see that.
Yeah, that's a great story. You know, if you're a Heat fan, but just a great NBA story in general, some of the things he had to do to overcome, you know, the injuries, the amount of time he had to sit out, and to come back and kind of be rounding into the form that he's rounding into has got to be exciting for any basketball fan, certainly Victor Oladipo and Heat fans. That is a kind of silver lining, right? Like, you saw him cast into like a role last night in that first quarter when they couldn't buy a bucket.
Right.
And you saw some signs that there was, you know, there's potential. And I just told you about Jimmy and Tyler maybe being, you know, percentages of themselves. Well, if he's going to be able to step into that role for stretches of time. And I'll give you another one, and they kept saying it on the broadcast. I don't know that Spo will play him, but, you know, Duncan Robinson made some shots last night in a series where, you know, yeah, I made a lot of threes. Now, I don't know that he could guard me at this point, but he might be able to go out there and knock down some shots.
Roger, that's the problem. Right, that's why he hadn't been playing.
I know. But your feet are going to be to the fire at some point. And if you're looking for silver linings, maybe those are a couple of them.
Let me ask you. We talk about this all the time. Duncan Robinson went from starter. He's going to be a key backup with Tyler Hero coming off the bench. And then all of a sudden they go, nope, we're getting real defensive-minded here. Duncan, you're not going to be playing. We're going to drop you down. What's his value in the open market if they wanted to move him with that $90 million contract?
Yeah, that was a hefty tag, man. I don't have a great answer for you, Joe. I mean, this is a league where shooting is at a premium, but, you know, shooting and defending is even more at a premium, right? A 3-and-D guy. And so I don't know what type of teams would have the need for a specialist like that at that price tag. I'm sure there is a market. Yeah. I just don't know what it is. I would never second guess Spo or any of these great coaches, and I'm not doing it now, but I just know that in series sometimes, like, you go into it with this game plan and this blueprint, and while it's working, it's great. And, you know, there are times where even coaches with their best gut and Hall of Famers, they might have to look at it and try something for a minute. And like Duncan's in a situation where clearly, you know, not in the mold of what they want to play like in this playoff series, but you're playing against a hell of a defensive team in their own right. And if you're not making shots and they're just kind of locking the floor down on you and really shutting down the avenues to the bucket, and they're just changing the space equation, well, you might have to put him out and see if he's knocking down a couple shots. If he doesn't, get him out.
And he can. Listen, he can get threes and bunches. We have seen that. You're right. Hey, I'm always curious. So we talk about Jimmy Butler, and we found out Jimmy Butler even told ESPN and Stephen A., I'm not getting respect from you guys. I should. So he was paying attention to that. But I'm always curious, after Jimmy Butler, we've seen him have big games. How do you look at, and how do you think the national media looks at Tyler Hero and Bam Adebayo?
Yeah, I think they're still trying to figure him out, Joe. I think they're still trying to figure out exactly who those two guys are. Obviously, you know, Bam has proven that he is a great defender. He can play. He's very versatile. He can play a lot of positions. And given the opportunity, can do what he did the other night, which is kind of carry that team and get you 30-some. But there are real inconsistencies right now with the offensive game. That's with any young player, though. He's still on the upward trajectory in terms of his star and who he'll be in the NBA. But I think the NBA is trying to figure out exactly what the ceiling is for his offensive ability. And that sometimes categorizes you whether you're going to be a star or superstar or what have you. Tyler Hero, I think they're looking for the consistency of what he did this year, right? Like, if he can continue to duplicate that year after year, and that'll determine where he slots into the equation. I think they're both bright young players, huge markets for both of those guys. Not that the Heat would ever want to move them, but I think overall the reason that the Heat might not get the same type of play nationally is because after Jimmy and Kyle Lowry, but he's just kind of not himself right now, people are still trying to figure out what those other pieces are. You know what they can kind of do, but it's got to be consistently done.
Roger, you ever been in a NBA game? You played in the association a while where the entire starting lineup scored 18 points?
Yeah, no.
I got to ask the expert on the show right now, and you happen to be that guy. 18 points? I thought I was looking at something wrong for a while. I thought there was more than that.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy. It was hard to watch. I played on teams where, you know, you play with Allen Iverson. He might have a bunch the rest of the
league. Oh, okay, that's fine. That's a great example. He could have had 35, and the rest of the four other starters could have had zero. That's fine, but 18 points from a team that likes to spread it around, wow.
Yeah, really tough, really tough. And, you know, again, you never know. There are games like that penciled into the regular season where, you know, looking at the schedule, man, this is, I don't know, our 10th game in 17 nights. It's our third, you know, on the road, 3 out of 4. We're on a back-to-back. You know the legs aren't going to be there and you're going to be flat. Typically in the playoffs, there's a little more space. These games are coming really fast. These every other night games are coming pretty quick. And I just wonder, you know, how much juice. I watched a few of Jimmy's plays last night. and I couldn't tell if it was just juice, like generally not having his legs under him, or if he's, you know, it's the knee, right? Because, Joe, you know, you get a little junk in your knee, a little fluid in that bad boy, and while you feel okay, you just can't move the same.
I thought for sure he was going to sit it out last night, to be honest, with that insurance policy we were talking about. Like, we're going to go without Jimmy tonight. But he, they said he really wanted to play, and it looked like there was something else going on. And you're right, it could have been just dead legs for the night. I want to ask you, this Golden State team that we're seeing on the West Coast, close to what the old Big Three looked like before Kevin Durant? Does it look like it's almost back to that with the supporting cast now and Poole and the rest of those guys?
Yeah, it's pretty close. Klay's not back to form yet, but I was saying last night, he even looks physically better than I thought he might look at this point coming off of his injuries. They just, you know, I love to watch them because, and I love to watch the Heat for this reason at times too. Their movement is just a fun thing to watch in a day and an age where everyone's just spacing the floor and going one-on-one and just shooting these one-on-one contested threes. Golden State, they make it so difficult on you because they just constantly put defenders in positions of decision-making, right? Like, wow, do I go with this guy or do I go with that guy? And if you put someone in that situation 5-6 times in a 24-second possession, eventually they're going to make a mistake. And Golden State just capitalizes on them. They keep moving. They keep sharing the ball. They play with pace. They defend. They're a very fun team to watch. And what they have now, and they've always been a good defensive schematic team, but now they got, like, they have Draymond and they have Andrew Wiggins, who people slept on coming out of Minnesota, who's a 6'8", just Swiss Army knife of a defender. Klay's a great defender. Steph is better than people give him credit for. Looney's a good defender. Like, they have real pieces. And so that franchise, like the Heat, they just do a great job of bringing in pieces that fit the mold, pieces that culturally fit what they're trying to do. The player development side is always on point. Neither one of those franchises really fall asleep at the wheel and kind of let the bottom fall out, right? They're always moving forward and trying to figure out how to keep extending the window.
Raj, I want to rewind about 6 or 7 months when everybody was picking the Lakers and Brooklyn to meet in the NBA Finals, because that's going to be the sexy matchup. Who's got the better chance to win a title first, LeBron or Kevin Durant with their teams?
Yeah, that's a great, ugly question to
it's
ask.
It's so ugly, I had to ask it. It's so ugly. Right.
Goodness. I would say Brooklyn. I'd say Brooklyn. I think I am as big a LeBron fan as there is out there, but he is on the decline, can't do some of the things that and it sounds crazy because he averaged 30 a game. I know how it sounds, but they weren't the same 30, and they weren't putting defenses in the same positions over and over again that he was before. So the roster around him has to be a different type of roster than he's used to playing with, and they're so committed to the old type of roster that I don't know that they can flip the script and get what he needs to help him. And Brooklyn, I think Kyrie is as enigmatic as he is, and he's really an interesting dude. I think he's going to be really fired up, like playing the villain role coming in the next year. KD will be healthy. I think they'll get that right. So I'll go with Brooklyn.
All right. And before we let you go, we want to know how that young, talented quarterback at American Heritage playing.
Right.
I never thought Raja and Joe would be having talks about quarterback play at American Heritage Plantation, which, by the way, is loaded team again this year. How's he doing?
No, he's doing good, Joe. I appreciate it. And neither did I, by the way. They got spring game. They got spring game tomorrow, and that'll close out their spring. But it's just so cool, man. Like, I mean, my son's young. Like, he's in eighth. Hopefully he'll be pretty good. But sitting there watching some of their older kids, like, they had a spring, like, warm-up scrimmage type of thing last weekend. And my son threw, I was like, 3rd and 7. And so he threw like an 8-yard hitch to Brandon Ennis. Like, he's supposed to be tackled as soon as he got it. The next thing you know, he was in the end zone. Like, four people missed him, and that's been the coolest part for me, is seeing some of the kids that you'll see on Saturdays and probably Sundays in the future. It's been really cool experience for me, and I'm sure my son too.
you know what? You happen to bring up a five-star receiver everybody in the country is trying to get right now. That's a great one to go with. Yeah, I hear UM going, really? Raja's got to bring him up right now. Yeah, that's good stuff.
I mean, hey, I'm a Kane fan through and through, man. So they need to get on in there and keep selling, man. They're throwing a lot of stuff around down in Coconut Grove, man. Get in there in the mix, man. We want them to stay home.
Yeah, they got a big old running back, too. How's that big running back looking, American here?
Oh, wait. No, so, yes, I would be remiss, right? Because, like, they scored that, and then the next set of downs, everyone went and got water, and it was first down on the next set of 10 downs, and he went for 55 straight up the middle. Boom, gone.
That's 2 5-star right, now. Right. Now where are you going from here?
All right, now let's start with the 4 stars. Yeah. Let's go to the 4 stars now. Right.
Raja, thank you so much, man.
Thanks, Raja.
Enjoy it. Thank you.
Anytime, fellas. Always a pleasure.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.